Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You here at Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We have been talking with George Martinez, who is the Deputy Commissioner for Nassau County Department of Human Services and Office of the Aging. So we've been learning a lot about these robo-pets. And I think, George, before break, or maybe during break, you mentioned that you might get Otto and I one to kind of see what it's all about.
Absolutely. We'll get, which I said before, we'll try to get you a dog and a cat, and you guys can flip a coin to see who gets the cat. You know, Otto, between you and I, go for the dog, right? You know, the heck of the cat.
I'm more of a dog guy.
Yeah, yeah, you're Rebecca, you can have whatever you want.
Thank you. You know, before we went to break, Otto kind of brought up a point that I'm curious about too, which he said that he took a survey with his family about, you know, robo-pets, and do they think that, you know, it's something that they would enjoy. I'm curious to know if these companies that you are dealing with, if and how they do like studies, how they like collect data to see how, you know, I mean, if this is, you know, the premier now kind of companionship offering for seniors, which it sounds like it wouldn't. And I'm sure during COVID, they became even more popular because those seniors that are so active during the year that now became kind of at home were, you know, maybe these robo pets, you know, became popular for them too. So I'm just curious how they, you know, determine the success of the robo pets. Any idea into that?
No, it's a great question. And in fact, you know, this is one thing we have not been able to get into great detail with the company, since, you know, we're not dealing with the company directly, we're dealing with New York State. But it's funny you said that. This Thursday, I do have a meeting with Mr. Olson from Office for the Aging, and that's what I'm going to ask the question. I mean, can we know? I think it's enough out there now. It's enough of these pets that we should be able to get some significant feedback and some data as to what the both the positive and negative impacts have been. And like everything else, you know, with technology, you know, it's a generation thing. As we continue as get older and older, you know, we'll be much more, you know, willing to accept the technology. Now, people who've been working in, you know, in any industry for the last 30 years, you've been using computers, you know, so you're familiar with that, and you get more and more willing to accept the technology and dealing with these, like Otto said. I mean, who would have thought that Alexa, a little box on your night table, can do everything for you, from play whatever song you want to tell you, what the weather is in China within seconds. I mean, and that's it's a $29 thing. You know, it's amazing that, you know, that thing, you know, that we have the technology at home, among many other things. And I get a kick of, watching these commercials for these new refrigerators, which, you know, tell you everything from the news to what your shopping list is. You know, that it really is crazy how fast the technology is changing. So, yes, you know, we'll get more and more comfortable with using these pets. And at the same time, the technology will begin to expand more, to the point where, you know, it's, you make it to the point where you have a tough time deciding whether it's a real dog or a fake dog.
You know what, you've mentioned something, I don't know, 20 years ago in my business life, I was involved with barcode and RFID, and saw a demonstration of a smart refrigerator, which at that point was going to tell you automatically what you needed to order, what is over the past date, you know, it's dead, you should get rid of it. And that's not too far off. I mean, it probably exists now.
Imagine what's being developed that we haven't seen yet, that's still in the development stages. It's a whole different level, you know what I mean?
Well, I can imagine, I'm sorry, but I can imagine an Alexa being wrapped up looking like a dog.
Absolutely.
You know, and be able to have almost like a dialogue. Yeah. It's unbelievable where it's going.
Well, even now, it's something that affects the seniors. You know, we're having, you know, very serious conversations about, you know, driverless cars, which is something that for the seniors, can be a tremendous tool in the future, whereby you're able to continue to be mobile without having to drive a vehicle.
That New York Times article, you know, talking about a woman who had Alzheimer's, you know, and how that companionship has helped her. And, you know, that was another kind of thing, you know, that I'm thinking of, because it really is this true kind of companion type robot, if you will. And I'm sure that it would do great for people in the hospital who you can't have your animal with you. You know, someone who's been in the hospital long term. And, you know, I know that they do have programs where an animal will come and visit, you know, sick patients, and they get to pet the animal, and, you know, they show that it really, you know, perks up the patient in that way. So I wonder if they're, you know, have that kind of robo animal for that scenario too.
Right.
Well, they couldn't have the therapy dogs could not visit nursing homes during COVID. And I have a sister-in-law who's in a nursing home, and they do have a few robo pets there out in the east end of Long Island, which they share. They're not allowed to have their own.
Yeah, I mean, just last week, we met with the Long Island Alzheimer's, and they're getting another batch of dogs and cats for their day program, because they have seen a very positive feedback with the people who come to their programs.
Do you know what that feedback is? Like, what is it that...
Just a very common effect, you know, responsive, you know, really kind of, as I said before, it's an interesting bonding. And it's different for everybody else, but at least it's, you know, it's something in the right direction. Anything that we can do to make people feel comfortable, feel secure, just feel, you know, feel they're part of something.
It's right, really, it's a connection. It's like a connection that people have, which is what all humans really want, is, you know, to have a connection to something and a companion. And I think it's wonderful. It's just, I can't wait to see the next generation.
Right.
Well, you know, the RoboPets is really just one small part of what you guys are involved with. And I think it might not hurt for people to know that there is a department called the Department of Human Services in Nassau County. And within that, there's certain departments, one of which is the one you're the deputy commissioner of. Could you maybe give a slight overview of that structure so people understand how much there?
Yeah, thanks. Great question. Because even ourselves, sometimes we get confused as to how many things we do. The Nassau County Department of Human Services is a large umbrella. It covers everything. It's under one commissioner, Commissioner Dr. McCummings. We report directly to our deputy county executive. Under that human services, obviously we have the Office for the Aging. We have the Youth Board, which is kind of the other extreme of where we are. We also have the Office of the Physically Challenged, and also the Office of Mental Health and Chemical Dependency. So we cover a lot of areas and a lot of programs. For example, during the COVID vaccines, we were extremely, extremely active and busy. We were literally running some of the centers, both at Nassau Community College and the ones over in Westbury, regarding the actual vaccines and the movements. I mean, it was amazing watching this whole thing take place as we work with the Department of Health to get literally hundreds of people in every hour to get these vaccines. So we really cover a wide variety. In our case, Office for the Aging, we really are. I tell people sometimes I feel like I'm a menu at a diner, because we do so many different things. Probably the one thing we're probably most known for is the Meals on Wheels. We provide all the Meals on Wheels programs in Nassau County. Last year alone, I think we were on pace to close to deliver. And this is something that really is really scary when you consider that Nassau County is one of the richest counties in New York State. I mean, we were close to 600,000 meals delivered, and those numbers should really scare you. By the way, one of the things that we didn't talk about is something that people need to start focusing on. Nassau County is rapidly becoming the oldest county in New York State, and possibly the oldest county in the United States. And people really need to kind of sit back a little bit and realize what that means. The impact on housing, transportation, entertainment, labor. The impact is going to be absolutely beyond understandable. Right now, in 2021, there are more people over the age of 60 in Nassau County than under the age of 18.
So we certainly know about that. And in North Hempstead, I think we have the oldest town in Nassau County.
Yeah, and they stay in pockets. Yeah, I mean, and it's not just here alone. I mean, of all things, a couple months ago, I was talking of all places, the mayor of Horsehead, New York, which is up in the Finger Lakes. They the more than 60% of their population is over the age of 60.
So I think the whole country is going to see that aging. Our country is aging because we have the baby boomers, right? You know, AARP put out that survey where they had 10,000 people a day are turning 65. And that will be going until people born in 1964 are turning 65, because that's kind of like the baby boomer. So every single day, 10,000 people are turning 65. And, you know, on the other end, George, is, you know, I think we talk about this too a lot, is that people are living so much longer. So we've got people who, it's not so unusual today. I mean, I remember when I was younger and I would hear about someone's grandparent even turning 90 was a big deal. Now people are turning 100 and it's not, I mean, it's nice. They do a little certification thing or, you know, but it's not as unusual. I mean, I think we're hearing people turning 110 now or 105. That's like the big, you know, birthday.
It's a big thing. Yeah, we see it in our office when I first got here. Is, you know, it was when somebody turned 100, we made a big deal about it. But we were getting so many requests, we were like, you know what? Congratulations, you turned 100. Come back to us when you're 100. Right. No, obviously, you're kidding. But it's you know, it became almost a common thing where before, and that's creating a lot of issues that we really need to stop and say, okay, folks, there's a couple of things. Everything from we are outliving our savings. We are outliving our limitations as far as transportation, housing, and also our needs are changing. You know, we are, you know, that generation, that post-war generation, you know, really it has a certain standards that they're used to. Much more mobile, much more active, much more, you know, so these things are, you know, you just don't sit in a farm waiting for the corn to grow. You know, we're a much more active society than we've ever been. And it's really taking a toll. So, you know, in fact, we have begun, I know you guys in North Hempstead have done a great job with Age Friendly. So we're looking at that and taking that very serious to make sure that we begin to move this county to be an Age Friendly county with everything that falls into those things.
Right, because we don't really know the needs of mass people turning 100, 105. I mean, we kind of have a handle on the needs of people as they age, but we've never seen, you know, people getting so much older. We actually have to take a quick break right now. You've been listening to Project Independence in You here on Community Talk Radio at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we will be right back.